Well, that it's a great day of trumpets. I'd like to go my scripture reading to you tonight. And my scripture reading is in Numbers 10. Turn to Numbers chapter 10. The Lord spoke further to Moses, saying, "Make yourself two trumpets of silver, of hammered work you shall make them, and you shall use them for summoning the congregation and for having the camps set out. When both are blown, all the congregation shall gather themselves to you at the doorway of the tent of meeting. Yet if only one is blown, then the leaders, the head of the divisions of Israel, shall assemble before you. But when you blow an alarm, the camps that are pitched on the east side shall set out. When you blow an alarm the second time, the camps that are pitched on the south side shall set out. An alarm is to be blown for them to set out. When convening the assembly, however, you shall blow without sounding an alarm. The priestly sons of Aaron, moreover, shall blow the trumpets. And this shall be for you a perpetual statute throughout your generations. When you go to war in the land against the adversary who attacks you, then you shall sound an alarm with the trumpets, that you may be remembered before the Lord your God and be saved from your enemies. Also in the day of your gladness and in your appointed feast and on the first day of your months, you shall blow the trumpets over your burnt offerings and over the sacrifices of your peace offerings. And they shall be as a reminder of you before your God. I am the Lord your God." Bow with me in prayer. Heavenly Father, we thank you for this service tonight. We thank you for your appointed time, this festivity of trumpets. And Heavenly Father, we thank you for these words. And we thank you for the thoughts that we will express. And we ask you to bless this service and allow it to bless each of us as you would have. And in your name, in the name of your Son, Jesus Christ, we ask. Amen. And my text is in Leviticus 23 and 23. So let's go there. Leviticus 23 and 23. "Again the Lord spoke to Moses, saying, 'Speak to the sons of Israel, saying, in the seventh month, on the first of the month, you shall have a rest, a reminder by blowing of trumpets, a holy convocation. You shall not do any laborious work, but you shall present an offering by fire to the Lord.'" And we find that a good reference verse also for our text that goes right along with that, if you want to refer to it later, is Numbers 29 and 1. We find that the trumpet that is referred to here in the King James Version of the Bible is, in effect, a shofar, which is a ram's horn. And this horn was to be blown at several times throughout the whole year. And in sudden emergencies, such as an enemy invading the land. But it's also to be blown in praise to our Heavenly Father for all that He has done for us. Celebrated at the first new moon of Tisra. This is the month, the seventh month of the biblical sabbatical year known as Tisra. And this is the first day, the first new moon of Tisra. The blowing of the trumpets would have been done on this day, just as we've done tonight. And the festivity of trumpets is the blowing of trumpets, the sounding of trumpets throughout the land as a reminder of all of the things that God has done for His people. It is the first civil month, and it is the seventh sabbatical month. We know that The first month of the year is in what we know as the last part of March, or the first part of April, is the first month of the biblical year, God's year. And of course, the 14th day of that month is Passover. So starting from that time then, the seventh month is where we're at right now. And the blowing of trumpets, the sounding of alarms, which the trumpet was also used for. The trumpets would have been sounded throughout the land on this first day of the seventh month of the year. And this month is considered the holiest of the new moon festivals. People were summoned by trumpets. Additional gifts were offered on this particular month, and no servile work was done within it. The seventh month contains four of the national festivals throughout the biblical year, God's year. And they are trumpets, followed by atonement, the Day of Atonement, which will be October the 9th for us, tabernacles, and then the last great day, or a solemn assembly. We know that we have trumpets spoken of, not only in the Old Testament, but throughout God's Word. And within the New Testament, I would like to go there right now. In Revelation 11, let's start with the 15th verse. Revelation 11 and 15. And the seventh angel sounded, and there were great voices in heaven saying, "The kingdoms of this world are become the kingdoms of our Lord and of His Christ, and He shall reign forever and ever. And the 24 elders which sat before God on their seats fell upon their faces and worshiped God, saying, We give thanks, O Lord God Almighty, which art and wast and art to come, because Thou hast taken to Thee Thy great power and hast reigned. And the nations were angry, and Thy wrath is come, and the time of the dead, that they should be judged, and that Thou shouldest give reward unto Thy servants, the prophets, and to the saints, and them that fear Thy name, small and great, and shouldest destroy them which destroy the earth. And the temple of God was open in heaven, and there was seen in His temple the ark of His testament. And there were lightnings and voices and thunderings and an earthquake and great hail." Yes, there is a seventh and final trumpet to be sound. There is every reason to believe that Jesus' second coming will be at this particular time of the year. His first coming was at this time of the year as the baby Jesus Christ. And the second coming, He will come as the King of Kings and Lord of Lords to rule and reign on this earth for 1,000 years. The seventh trumpet of Revelation, Jesus Christ comes, and Jesus Christ reigns on this earth. Let's go to Isaiah 27 and 13. Isaiah 27 and 13. "And it shall come to pass in that day that the great trumpet shall be blown, and they shall come which were ready to perish in the land of Assyria, and the outcast in the land of Egypt, and shall worship the Lord in the holy mount at Jerusalem." I think that is yet to be. Let's go to 1 Corinthians 15 and 52. 1 Corinthians 15 and 52. In a moment, in the twinkling of an eye, at the last trump, for the trumpet shall sound, and the dead shall be raised incorruptible, and we shall be changed. That's the seventh trumpet. That's the last trumpet of Revelation that is going to be sound. And the dead in Christ shall rise, and we which are alive and remain shall be caught up in the air to meet the Lord as He comes down to this earth to have His way with the nations that come up against His people and His city, Jerusalem. The Lord will intervene at His second coming. We are looking forward to that day. Let's go to Zechariah 9 and 14. Do you think it's possible that God would blow a trumpet? Have you ever read that? That God would blow a trumpet? Zechariah 9, 14. And the Lord shall be seen over them, and His arrow shall go forth as the lightning, and the Lord God shall blow the trumpet, and shall go with whirlwinds of the south. Isn't that something? To me, it reminds me of the intervention of the Lord at the second coming of Jesus Christ. His intervention in the affairs that are going on this earth. It reminds me of the second coming of Jesus Christ, and that He's going to put down those enemies that come up toward Jerusalem from all directions to fight against His city and His nation and His people. Revelation 22 and 20. Revelation 22 and 20. We want to remember that this service is a reminder by God to us that the trumpet is going to blow one day. There will be a last trumpet. You will have had your last chance. It needs to be before that seventh trumpet of Revelation is blown. It needs to be before the second coming of Jesus Christ in the clouds of the air. We need to be ready. We need to be on watch. Jesus told His disciples before He left to watch and pray and to go out into all of the earth and tell everyone about the kingdom to come, about being a child of God. Revelation 22 and 20. He which testifies these things saith, surely I come quickly. That's Jesus' words. Jesus is the I of those, of that particular chapter when you read that. He says, surely I come quickly. And John the Revelator says, amen. Even so, come, Lord Jesus. John the Revelator was looking forward to that time of Jesus' return. And so was Paul and Peter and James and all the other disciples and followers of Jesus. And so should we look forward to that final trumpet of God at which ushers in Jesus' second coming to this earth and His reign as King and King and Lords of Lord of this earth. And we as His kings and priests. As the Word says. Doing what He has for us to do. Helping to carry out His plan during that 1,000-year reign of Jesus Christ on this earth. Let's let God know that we thank Him for His days of festivity. Let God know that we thank Him for this day of trumpets. This alarm is sounded by the trumpet. And it lets us know, be ready. If you're not ready, get ready. If you're not where you need to be, get where you need to be. And get your life on fire for God. And get your feet on the right path that He would have it to be toward Him. Stand with me in prayer. Heavenly Father, we